This is an Aero News Touch and Go for April 29, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. Federal and local officials have scrambled to blame each other for a panic that caused spontaneous evacuations of buildings in the New York Metro on Monday. A photo shoot to get promo pictures of Air Force One sent a Boeing VC-25 used as a backup for the presidential plane on a low pass over Manhattan with a fighter escort. Apparently, it didn't occur to the planners what that would look like from the ground. The New York Times reports the sight of what appeared to be a Boeing 747 with F-16s in pursuit led to evacuation of several buildings in Lower Manhattan and Jersey City. Mayor Bloomberg angrily claimed at first he wasn't notified. When it turned out his office had been notified last week, he promised that such a lapse would never happen again. The FAA said it approved the flight and notified the mayor's office, local agencies, and call centers, but ordered them not to alert the public. When the public outrage began, The Times says the military referred reporters to the White House, which referred them back to the military. New York Senator Charles Schumer, unable to resist his addiction to microphones and cameras, could not bring himself to criticize the Obama White House for planning the debacle. Instead, he erroneously blamed the FAA. Quote, "It is absolutely outrageous and appalling to think that the FAA would plan such a photo shoot and not warn the public, knowing full well New Yorkers still have the vivid memory of 9/11 sketched in their minds," unquote. He added that the flight, quote, "really borders on being either cruel or very, very stupid," unquote. Meanwhile, some guy and his wife in a Cessna 180 were forced down Friday by fighters for accidentally straying into restricted airspace near Washington, D.C. after a GPS failure. I'm sure glad we have our priorities straight. Next time you see the mention of the GA caucus in Congress, you should know it's not the abbreviation for Georgia. The National Business Aviation Association has welcomed the formation of a group of representatives focused on general aviation issues on Capitol Hill. The caucus is co-chaired by Representatives Vernon Ellers of Michigan, a Republican, and Alan Boyd of Florida, a Democrat. In an invitation letter to colleagues to join the caucus, Ellers and Boyd noted that of the 19,000 small and regional airports across the country, only 500 have commercial service, making GA the only travel option for many communities. Quote, "The GA industry contributes more than $150 billion to the U.S. economy annually, and it employs nearly 1.3 million workers. The GA industry is one of the few remaining U.S. industries that actually maintains a positive foreign trade balance," unquote. NBAA President Ed Bolin commented, quote, "The formation of the caucus demonstrates a recognition in Congress that general aviation plays a critical role in serving citizens and communities in every state," unquote. Lockheed Martin has been chosen by DARPA, the U.S. Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, to develop an airborne radar blimp. The company, in cooperation with Raytheon, will build a scale model of the aircraft, which will be flown 6 miles above the ground and used to track small missiles and unmanned aircraft up to 373 miles out. Bloomberg reports the deal is valued at $400 million and will start with a first installment of $100 million. Completion of the project is expected in 2013. In other news from Lockheed, the announced cancellation of the severely delayed and bloated VH-71 presidential helicopter program has prompted the company to cut 225 jobs from its systems integration facility in Owego, New York. Lockheed says affected workers will be notified by mid-May and receive a severance package. The company adds more cuts are expected as Congress finalizes the federal defense budget. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. A union wants TSA screeners under Title V. NAFTA claims validation in an IG report. And troops get a glimpse of the future at Eglin Air Force Base. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, Cessna CEO Jack Pelton expands on his company's Rise campaign in a one-on-one interview with ANN's Jim Campbell. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.